in memory of Martin Wolf. Memorial service at Arunachala Ashrama by 28 February 2021. A long-time devotee and friend of the ashrama, Martin Wolf passed away on February 26, 2021, at the age of 70. Martin and his wife, Billy, have been a part of Sri Bhagavan's family at Arunachala Ashrama since the 1990s. Martin and Billy had that unique marriage and partnership where each supported the other in sadhana, in addition to raising a family and carrying on with their careers. Martin and Billy would often come together to the ashrama for celebrations and Vedic chanting events. They became cherished friends of many devotees in New York and around the world. A memorial service for Martin was hosted by Arunachala Ashrama over Zoom on Sunday, February 28, and was attended by well over 100 friends and family. About 20 devotees offered spoken or sung tributes to the memory of Martin. Devotees' tributes to Sri Martin Wolf are presented on the ashrama's memorial page. Many devotees mentioned with much appreciation Martin's chanting of the Vedas and of Sanskrit slokas, whether in Arunachala Ashrama at New York area satsangs or in Sri Ramanashramam, India. Martin was blessed to have studied Vedic chanting with one of the most influential teachers of recent decades, Dr. Srinivasa Yajna Subramanian. Martin understood firsthand the profound power of Vedic chant to still the mind, and he offered Vedic chanting in a spirit of deepest devotion and concentration. Martin not only chanted among gatherings of devotees, but he made 2 series of Vedic hymns and Sanskrit slokas. One of those series, Shakti Bhakti, is available on Amazon. Martin was an excellent teacher of Vedic chanting and taught students not just in the New York area, but even overseas. As a teacher, Martin was patient but demanding, placing great importance on precise pronunciation of the Vedic mantras and on the correct swaras or pitches. Martin was also a skilled photographer. When on pilgrimage to Sri Ramanashramam, he sent back pictures with insightful commentary, sharing the unique atmosphere of the holy hill and its environs with spiritual seekers, family and friends alike. A common theme among the speakers was gratitude for Martin's friendship, wisdom and humor. One devotee may have spoken for many in attendance when she said that in thinking of Martin, she heard his voice, soft, thoughtful, and redolent of kindness. Sri Anand Ramanan, the president of Sri Ramanashramam, spoke about his memories of Martin, noting that he first became acquainted with Martin about 20 years ago, when Martin was visiting Sri Ramanashramam. Anand was impressed by Martin's determination to keep making these pilgrimages, even as his health started to decline about 15 years ago. On learning of Martin's passing, Anand arranged for a moksha deepam to be lit in Martin's name at Sri Bhagavan's shrine. Martin's loving family and especially Billy and the two daughters, Elisha and Diana, offered enormous support and strength to Martin as his physical condition worsened. They were with him in Columbia Presbyterian Medical Center in New York as he peacefully left the body in the afternoon of Friday, February 26. We will miss Martin very much. Om Namo Bhagavate Sri Ramanaya.